Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is experiencing varied weather conditions. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny day with mild temperatures. Jerusalem is slightly cooler, while Haifa sees some cloud cover. For those in Eilut, the heat continues as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Ynet indicate that Israel struck several targets across southern Lebanon earlier today. Lebanese media reported strikes near Al-Dabsheh, Shrebin, and Kantara. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports from earlier today that Israel must set a red line for Turkey. The recent attack on the Abu al-Duhur base aims to prevent Turkey from establishing a forward base in Syria near Israel. Also this hour, Forward reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has shared his personal phone number in a campaign video, inviting Israelis to contact him directly. Separately, Axios shares that Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions following a recent airbase bombing. Syria had labeled the strike unjustified, but Israel maintains its stance. And finally, in earlier reporting from Ynet, Teva Pharmaceuticals has reached its highest stock level since 2017. Investors are embracing its transformation. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, a member of the Israeli government, stated earlier today that the Netherlands representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza due to anti-Israel measures taken by the Dutch government. Belaz News reported earlier today that Israel is expelling Dutch diplomats over a new settlement ban. The Dutch law banning trade in products from Israeli settlements will take effect next month. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in southern Lebanon. According to Ynet, the Israeli military targeted areas near Al-Dabsheh, Shrebin, and Kantara. This follows a warning to residents of Kiryat Shmona about potential blasts from a planned operation. The strikes are part of ongoing tensions with Lebanon and could escalate regional instability. Turning to Israel's stance on Turkey. Israel Hayom reports that Israel views Turkey's activities in Syria as a threat. The recent attack on the Abu al-Duhur base was a preventative measure. Israel aims to deter Turkey from strengthening its military presence near its borders. This strategy could impact future diplomatic relations with Ankara. Meanwhile, in political news, Prime Minister Netanyahu's unusual campaign tactic of sharing his personal phone number comes amid tight election contests. As reported by Forward, this move aims to connect directly with voters, but it raises questions about privacy and security. On the diplomatic front, Axios highlights efforts by Syria and Israel to ease tensions after the airbase bombing. Both countries are engaging in back-channel communications to prevent further escalation. The outcome of these talks could influence peace efforts in the region. On the economic front. First, Kitek reports that Teva Pharmaceuticals stock has surged to its highest point since 2017. The company's focus on innovative medicines and a strong product pipeline is driving investor confidence. Separately, Ynet Business introduces Cami Clark, an influential figure in the AI sector. She plays a key advisory role at Anthropic, a company led by Dario Amodei, despite having no formal position there. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports positive news for Yitzhak Shuva. Three major investment banks have issued buy recommendations for Ithaca Energy. Strong performance reports have boosted Ithaca's stock outlook. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.